Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. The battle in Ohio has turned into a truce. Back on that in just a moment.
This is Anita Rendelan from Sunshine Dairy. I'm a fourth-generation dairy farmer and proud to be a member of a very important agriculture industry. Did you know that nearly 98% of dairy farms, large or small, in this country are family-owned farms? That's right. Moms and dads, grandparents, along with kids and grandkids on dairy farms across the country are working hard every day to make sure your family can have the highest quality milk on your table each day. Our dedication to producing top quality milk is also backed up with a commitment to being as environmentally friendly as we can. That means conserving water, recycling, and taking care of our natural resources according to strict regulations. It is important to us, and we know it's important to you too. If you'd like to learn more, please go to dairymax.org. Again, that's dairymax.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
The Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, the Humane Society of the United States, and Ohio Governor Ted Strickland held a news conference in Columbus, Ohio, Wednesday evening to make what some would call a surprising announcement about an agreement reached to keep the HSUS initiative off of the upcoming November ballot in that state. Ohio Farm Bureau's Executive Vice President Jack Fisher shares why the agreement was reached.
Ohio Agriculture, on behalf of our farmers and our organizations who make up the Ohioans for Livestock Care, have been looking at what we need to do going forward to maintain a strong business climate for Ohio farmers. How do we maintain our commitment to Ohio consumers to keep locally grown food that's safe and affordable? Looking at the challenges that a ballot initiative brings forward in terms of cost, both in cash and people's time and work. When we looked at all those things, we started to think about what is the best way for us to manage our risk with all these criteria that we're facing in the industry.
As for how this new agreement was initiated, Fisher says,
over the last several months, when we were aware that the Humane Society of the United States was collecting signatures to come back to the ballot, there's been ongoing communication and dialogue in terms of, you know, are there better ways to do this?
The Ohio Farm Bureau official adds that when both parties worked through all of that, both sides agree there was a better way.
It was thought that if we could come to an operating agreement to make a commitment, which we already have, to animal welfare, animal care, and to allow us to continue to stay in business, make sure that our Ohio farmers are served. Now, Ohio farmers gave up some things in this agreement, too, but we don't have to go to the ballot this fall. And we allow the Ohioans for Livestock Care Board, which was approved by voters last fall, to exercise their authority and commitment to fulfill their mission to look at all animal care standards of food-producing animals going forward. So we think this is a governance model that makes sense not only for Ohio, but for all American agriculture.
And most importantly, to Jack Fisher of Ohio Farm Bureau, this prevents a ballot initiative that could have put mandates on the newly formed Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board and would have cost a staggering amount of money to fight over the next few months. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.